Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today on the Voices of Courage show, we're going to be talking about how to unlock that inner genius that is within you. And specifically, we're going to be focused on communication, on how you are specifically expressing yourself in the world. You know, if you're a manager, a leader, or you're a CEO, a CFO, what are the most important skill sets that you can have is your communication skill set. And quite frankly, if you're not powerful, you're not effective, it really impacts the business. You know, some people's words are like paper bullets, right? They don't land. Other people's words are powerful. They resonate. They don't have to say a lot of words. They connect and they communicate effectively. Those people's words are like probably a 44, you know, you feel it land in you. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today. And I have a very special guest that I'm going to be bringing on the show that is an expert in this field. She's been doing this for 30 plus years and also has some best-selling books out there. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. I'll introduce you to my guest. Well, welcome back, everybody. Catherine, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You're calling in all the way from Australia, I hear.
I am indeed. Yes.
That's great. Well, let me give you a formal introduction to my audience here so that they get who you are, what you're about. Catherine. Catherine, you know, I do not want to mess your last name up. So can you please announce that for us, Catherine?
Sure. It's Catherine Matisky. And the easiest way to remember it is that it rhymes with whiskey.
Whiskey Matitsky. I love that. Okay, we won't forget that. My audience won't forget that either. So Catherine Matitsky is a leading global business educator and author with 30 years experience across industries, including banking, insurance, pharmaceutical, bio-nutritionals, and retail. She's the founder of TPC, which stands for The Performance Company, and has authored 30 books, including her bestseller, Train for Results, which is included in academic lists worldwide. And she has a new book out we're going to be talking about, which actually is really about the show. It's about tapping into your inner genius. So, Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Well, okay, the inner genius archetypes. Let's just start with that, and we'll get into your book in a second. But how did you get involved in inner genius archetypes? Well, how did you get there?
So it's really a culmination of my entire corporate life. And I've been, my business is 28 years now, and I've been serving very large corporates across the world, mainly in the US and in Europe. And we've been helping training teams, learning and development teams, really, as you said before, around really hitting the mark with their communication, with their training. And so, but that was really for corporate. And so all of my work has been in these very large organizations. And I thought, what if I could take that same piece of work, but share it with more people? How do you actually unlock this inner genius inside you? And there was nothing out there. And so I thought, well, if I dish up my corporate stuff to the general public, to people who are parents or people who have got small businesses, it's just not going to work. So I thought I'll rewrap the whole thing. And that's where the idea of archetypes came up, because it's a shortcut to understand how you firstly take in information and then how you process that information and communicate that out again. So that's really the flow that I was working on. And these archetypes have just resonated with people because people can attach themselves to them and they say, I get it now.
Well, can you give examples of maybe some of the archetypes? I'm very curious about this.
So for me, I'm a futurist and my archetype is all about vision and really looking at what is possible and just put me in a space where I'm coming up with new ideas and I'm really the person that you want to be around. If you give me the detail, then I just tune out. And I've actually timed myself and I can sit with my team in detail for about 43 minutes. And after that, I glaze over, I'm a mess. Another person on my team has the archetype of a scribe. So when I'm talking about, as the futurist, I'm talking about the future, the vision, the where we're going to go, all of that end goal stuff that I love it. She's just sitting there going, okay, so what list do I need to make? What do I need to do? How do I actually put this into action? The scribe is all about the detail. It's all about process. It's all about the step-by-step. And she's in her happy place there. Another person on my team doesn't really care for either of those two things. She's the decryptor. So the decryptor is all about relationships and connections and finding the reason why. I couldn't care less. And my other colleague couldn't care less either. But she's all about, okay, how is this going to affect our existing Facebook following? How's this going to affect our okay, right, let's just get on with it, I say. And then the other person's going, no, I can't get on with it. I need all the details. So it's this marriage of all these different people coming together, that's where the power of the archetypes are. And as a leader, one of the things that we do is we hire people like ourselves. Biggest mistake in the world. You've already got one of you. You don't need two of you. And I've got a futurist on my team and I work fabulously with him because we can dream up the future together and the others are sitting there going, oh, you're right, can we just put this into action now? So you don't want too many people like you. So you want this mix of archetypes. So there's 12 of them. So you, across your team, you want this mix of archetypes.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm going to put the book up on the screen here. We have to move over a little bit there. And I want to say that I already want to get this book. This is amazing to know the archetypes of others on my team and know myself. This is powerful. And I'll tell you why. If we have, we don't understand the skill sets of each person in business, it really creates havoc. And if you don't understand who, so I'm a visionary as you are, but I know in businesses that I thought everybody was a visionary. So I would be, dreaming up stuff and products and services, and I'd be starting to throw that all out of my team, like at the speed of light. And it was messing everybody up. Everybody was kind of ticked off at me. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with you guys? Why can't you execute on this stuff?
Keep up.
Yeah, they're all leaving. Like, I can't work for this guy. Yeah. So this is really important. Let's talk about this because I think managers and I think entrepreneurs can really boost their productivity by understanding these archetypes. I'd like you to address that a little bit.
Well, it's about productivity, and it's also around influence as well. So when you are talking to someone and you know their archetype, you can talk to them in their way. If you talk to them in their way, in their natural processing language, they're going to say, I get it. I can work with that. I can move forward a lot quicker than if you just talk in your way. So the first step is to use what I call a translation bridge. How do I talk to someone who's a different archetype to me? That's the first step. But the second step is, imagine if I'm doing a conference presentation or I'm writing a report and I'm writing to a group of many people. So chances are there we're communicating with people of every archetype. Now, there's only one of you. So I developed a tool called the Inner Genius Wheel, and that's in the book. And that wheel helps you to plan out your communication so that you're hitting every of the 12 archetypes. So each of the 12 archetypes, if you just follow that pattern, it means that you'll be hooking in to the language of all 12 archetypes so that everybody reading your marketing materials, reading your emails, reading your reports, listening to your presentations will be feeling like they're connecting with you. They're getting that right level of detail. You're giving them enough stuff that they can go off and do, and you're providing that vision, the big picture, the big global view. And if you do that, you'll find that your communication is so much more powerful. It'll land every time because people say, oh, Catherine Ratisky, she's talking to me. I'm nothing like her, but I feel like she's talking to me. Well, yeah, because I am, because I'm talking in a balanced way across those archetypes.
Well, now I really want to get that book. I'll tell you, you know, I've been a speaker for many years. When I started out speaking, one of my mentors was Tony Robbins. Tony had the ability to speak to all the archetypes at one time and still does, of course. And I modeled that and I was like, how does this guy do that? How does he touch all the different archetypes at one time? You're giving everybody the secret. It's right in that book. So I'm excited about that. Catherine, I have to take a quick break. When we come back, what I'd like you to do real quick is just go over the 12 archetypes. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but I want people to know what the archetypes are. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're calling our show The Courage to Unlock Your Inner Genius, and we're talking about the archetypes of genius. And Catherine, can you just kind of go over the list real quick of the 12 archetypes?
So if we break it down, there's out of the 12, there's 4 categories of processing power. And what that means is how you actually process the information that you're taking in. And I spoke before about the decryptor. And in that first category, there's 3 different archetypes, the decryptor, the narrator, and the catalyst. Now, these people all take in information differently, but what they do with it is quite similar. And what they do is they're asking the big whys. They're the people that are connecting to others. They're the people who own the minivans who take all the kids in the community to sport, right? You guaranteed those people that are always out there doing community stuff. If I do their archetype profile, they generally end up being the decryptor, the narrator, or the catalyst. What's different about those 3 is how they actually approach and show up in life. So they use different language, but what binds them together is this idea of connecting with other people. And they can do great brainstorming. They're very insightful. They're wise. They are storytellers and they're great listeners. So that group of 3 is really interesting. The next group of 3 are the detail people. And I spoke about my colleague who was the scribe. So she's all about being structured and detailed, very visual, like loves a Miro board or loves a great plan written down, very logical and very procedural. The other two in that category are the valedictorian and the horologist. Now, the horologist and the valedictorian are all about the detail, but one of them, the valedictorian, is the great listener. They are fantastic on getting instructions and knowing what to do with them. So you can say to a valedictorian, here's the way to the restaurant, turn left, turn right, da-da-da-da-da, and they just get there. For me, I'd never get there. I'd say, okay, show me on Google Maps, show me or write me a plan, draw it out for me. But the valedictorian can listen to that detail and immediately put that into action. The horologist is super practical and super detailed. Then we go on to the next three, which is all in the construct and the doing power. And these three, the cartographer, the composer, and the mason, if you want someone to do something on your team, get one of these three people. They are all about putting those details into action. They're very collaborative. They look for the practicalities. They're looking for those solutions and they just get on and do stuff. Amazing. So you want one of those, the cartographer, composer, or mason in your team. Then you've got the last three, which is the invent. And so I'm the futurist and I'm always about dreaming up new ideas and being the visionary and being the creative person. Then we've got the energizer. And lastly, the explorer. Again, both of those profiles are really about the big picture. They're all about inventing opportunity, but they're a little bit different in their language and the way they show up. The energizer is the cheerleader. So if you're launching a new product and you want to get out there and you want to do road shows and you want to do, speaking engagements and things like that, an energizer is a great profile to do that. They'll be lighting up and dancing through life. And then the explorer is all about looking at those possibilities. They're everywhere all at once. Now, that might drive some leaders nuts because they say, oh, that person, they can't focus. They're off doing this. They're off doing that. They're off doing something else. But they're the people of possibility. Because they never necessarily complete a massive long 20-year journey to enrichment or enlightenment. That's probably not what they're going to do. But they'll spark here and spark there, and they're sparking other people to take that vision forward. So that's the 12, and they're all so different. And when people...
My mind is going, is really, on fire right now. I'm thinking, well, how this could be applied in... parenting children. I'm thinking about how this can be applied in entrepreneurship. I'm thinking, for instance, I'm the visionary. I'm the energizer, the explorer. That's me, right? So I sit down with the scribe, and I have several of those, and it's like they have a real hard time sometimes being in my energy space, right? Because it's like draining them, right?
Yeah.
And, if they get down in all the deed, they start telling me about all the details. I kind of feel the same way. I'm like, I don't need to know all the details. That's your end, right?
Yeah.
So it's really important, I think, not only recognizing who is who, but also this for hiring the right people in your organization for the right job. I'm thinking, do I want to hire a web person, somebody that's going to design my website? That's a visionary, an energizer, explorer. That'd probably be the wrong person to hire for that job.
Exactly. Yeah. And the key thing is when you make that hire, it's about those translation bridges. How do you get into their space where you're not driving them mad with your vision, where you're not driving them mad with 15 ideas a minute, that you're actually pacing yourself through and working their way? That's where the courage comes in to say, I know who I am as far as the way I work and where I find my maximum productivity. I need to now switch into their gear and say, how do I get them to their maximum productivity? And I call that your genius zone. When you are working in alignment with your archetype, you're in your genius zone. When you're working against it, it's really hard. So as a leader, if we can keep every member of our staff, whether we've got three staff members or 100,000, like the big corporates that I work with, if we can get all those people continuously in their genius zone and working and operating in there, then we'll be unstoppable as a company and people will love working there.
I love it. Okay, I love it. I got to take a break, but listen, when I come back, I want to know how we keep, how, first of all, how do they get to, I think you got the process to recognize where they are. But now once they recognize it, how do they stay in their lane? We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, we're talking about tapping into your inner genius. And my guest has a new book out, Unlock Inner Genius. It's up on the screen. By the way, why don't we tell the audience where they can get the book at?
So you can get it from our website if you want to get an ebook, and that's thegeniusquotient.com. If you want a physical copy of the book, then just any bookseller will have that.
TheGeniusQuotient.com. We got a lot of listeners that are on audio. So TheGeniusQuotient.com. I can't imagine a better book for a leader to have in this day and age because, you know, it's no longer control and command in the workplace. You may try it. You may try telling people what to do, when to do, and how to do it. But today it's all about collaboration, communication, trusting and inspiring people, moving them to the next level. So that's what we're talking about here, is really starting to understand your teammates in a much greater way. All right, so once we understand our own archetype, how do we understand others and how do we, you know, use that?
We have a tool called the Team Map. And when you get everybody in your team to do their profile, you'll know all of their archetypes. And we map that out on the Team Map. As a leader, you can see who's who and you can see whose genius zone is where. And then when you're doing the allocation of work and projects and the day-to-day flow of things, being consciously aware of people's genius quotient, which is their archetype and the way they operate, and getting them always into that genius zone is the key to success. The more you can have them working in their genius zone, the happier they'll be and the more productive they'll be.
Well, I really like that. Okay, so if I'm, so I'm a manager today and, you know, and I'm listening to the show and I'm going, okay, I'm going to get the book. But I don't have necessarily that much time to read the book. So if I want to connect with Catherine, what do I need to do? Like, are you available for a consult or what?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm available for a coffee anytime. So just go to my LinkedIn and then just send me a message and I'll show up for a coffee and I'll help you out. The thing is that the idea for me, what gives me the greatest joy is to see people using this and working with it. So it's really easy. Once you've done the profile, I'm happy to guide you through. There's a whole series of digital and live training programs that we offer to really start to accelerate the use of it. But if you just want me to show up on a Zoom call for a coffee, I'm also very happy to do that.
All right, Catherine Matitsky, come on and check her out on LinkedIn and Facebook. And, of course, you can just Google her, too. And I'm sure you can find her that way. Catherine, what inspired you to launch the Inner Genius?
I was annoyed. And when I get annoyed, I can do two things. I can stay there or I can work it out. And I was annoyed that for my entire career, there has never been a profile to measure how people learn. So we don't know, as humans, we don't know how we take in information and how we process it. And you're that piece of the puzzle of humanity is also a direct reflection to the language that we use. So how we learn and how we process information is how we communicate and show up to the world and how people see us. And there was never a way to do that, ever. So I thought, okay, I'm annoyed at that. I can stay annoyed and just, you know, pass through my career and someone else will do it, or I can do it. So I sat down and I worked it out based on learning science and everything I'd learned over the last 30 years. And effectively, I'm a real nerd when it comes to learning science. I just absolutely love it. So if you want to have a coffee with me about that, don't sign me up. I'll be there. But that's what it was, is that I wanted to create a tool to unlock what's inside people, because so many people are in the wrong job. They're in the wrong relationship. They're in the wrong whatevers. And they are, I see this spark in them that they're good at something. And I believe that everybody is a genius at something. It might not be career at all. It might be, you might be a genius in woodwork. You might be a genius in gardening. You might be a genius in great relationships. You might be a genius. Everyone, I believe, no matter what your socioeconomic situation is, has this spark that lights them up. And I thought, imagine if that spark became unlocked and you could do something with it. That's what really inspires me.
Well, I just love that. And listen, in the United States, January 2021 to January 2022, now we knew we had COVID there, but 51 million people walked away from their jobs. Right now we have 1 in 5 walking away from their jobs. So listen, I want to speak to my audience for a second. If you're thinking about moving out of your position, it's okay. It's all right. You know, if you're somebody that's not aligned with your job, you're just not aligned. And if you just heard Catherine say, hey, you know, you might want to be a woodworker. You might want to be a landscaper. You love landscape. You like, you know, you might want to be a travel person where you take people on trips. It's okay. What happens is you've got to find a person like me now, you know, who's worked with startups for 26 years. And anybody that wants that information, they can go to my website, kendfoster.com, and I'll give you a free consultation with me. So I just had to throw that in, Catherine, because there's so many people that are in that place. And back to you, though. Back to this amazing model that you've created. You must have studied for years before this came in, because there's a lot of technology there, so there's a lot of stuff.
I did. And, you know, like, I'm a bit of a slow learner. It took me 30 years to work this out. And people go, they say to me, this is so simple, Catherine. It's like, yeah, and they said that about the post-it note as well. Like, why didn't I embed that? It's just like, it's all of the things have aligned where I've taken everything that I've learned and put it into this. And I thought, I'm going to make this simple. That's my job. Create a tool that people can say, okay, I need to write an email. I'm going to pick up my Inner Genius wheel and I'm going to do it. Done. I have to do a presentation. Inner Genius wheel, done. I have to do a one-on-one performance review. Great. Archetype translator tool. Bang. It's there on my desktop, or it's there on a piece of paper ready for me. I created these tools to make it easy, because it is not easy. It is not easy to do. It's a new skill. But once you've got that skill, holy moly, you're away. And once
I touched on this earlier, but, you know, moms and dads. Yeah. Okay. Moms and dads. They're the visionary. They're the scribe. Whatever your archetype is, but you got to know what that is. And you've got the opposite. Your child is, you know, if you're the scribe, they're the visionary. And they seem to be driving you crazy. They got ideas. They're exploring. They're adventuresome. They want to go all over the place. And you're like, why don't they pay attention to the rules? Why don't we just set them down here? How does this work in parenting? Let's just talk about that for a second.
If you know if you've got a teenager, so Inner Genius is perfect for 13 to 22 year olds. And I say that because they're in that transition phase. They're transitioning through the higher levels of school, or they're transitioning to college. And these worlds are opening up to them, and some of them are not, you know, resonating with them. They're not coping that well. So if they know, as individual teenagers or younger adults, if they know their Inner Genius archetype, they know how to get into their own genius zone. For their parents then can communicate with them in their way, not in the parent's archetype, but in the child's archetype. And then they can have those conversations in their language. As soon as you make that bridge, that translation bridge, what happens is that attention of that teenager comes up. They're listening to you because they're thinking that you're talking to them in their way, and that's what they need. And so, but for them, as they're going through school, no matter how that information is coming to them, they could have the worst teacher. They could have the worst way of teaching for them. It's not resonating with them. They know how to take that information in their way and then work with that information, no matter how it's coming to them. So it really helps them through school and in those very important years as a parent as well.
Well, you know, and I know I had favorite teachers in school. I bet you did. I bet most people do. And I remember those teachers because they were teachers that were able to I felt like it was personal with me. But they, you know, but when I'd ask other people, the whole class loved these kind of teachers, right? And I have a sense that this is something that we really also need in our schools for our teachers so that they understand, you know, the different archetypes, but more importantly, that they can connect and communicate with the different archetypes so that, you know, we have less kids that fail and drop out because they just, the teacher didn't get them. They didn't know how to communicate with them.
Well, and maybe the teacher is only teaching in his or her own archetype and not the other 11. So I call that where you balance your communication, where you're speaking, writing, or presenting to all 12 archetypes at once. But to be fair on that teacher only has one archetype. So perhaps they're teaching just in their way. Now, that will carry every student through who learns a bit like that. So they'll find that connection. But what about the other 11? So the great teachers of the world, and you mentioned Tony Robbins at the beginning of the show, the great teachers of the world, whether you're Tony Robbins, a professional speaker, an entrepreneur, a school teacher, a sports coach, a parent, know how to teach and communicate to all 12 archetypes at once. That's their secret sauce.
That's the secret sauce. And here's the thing. It's a learned skill set. It's not something.
It's a learned skill.
Yeah, it's a learned skill set. So I've learned it. And, you know, I started out not knowing that, but I learned it. And you can learn it too. And if you're listening to this, we can get the book done. Let's talk about the book again real quick, because I think I want people to go get that book. This sounds like an amazing, amazing book that people need to get. So it's called Unlock Inner Genius. It's by Catherine, I'm going to get your name right this time, Matitsky. And she's a leading global business educator. And this book is something that I believe, you know, I don't rave about books on the show, but I'm raving about this book because I get what you're doing, and it's powerful. So I hope to get, where do they get it, Catherine?
They can get it at thegeniusquotient.com. So thegeniusquotient.com or Amazon or anywhere else. Yeah.
Okay. Amazon, anywhere else. Okay. All right. Let's give a, well, let me see where I am. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to give maybe some more examples of, you know, if you're leading your organization and now you've got turnover, and maybe, you know, how knowing the archetypes will help you not to have that turnover like you do right now. Even though you think it's here, this industry always has that kind of turnover, maybe it's not true. So hold on. We'll be right back and we'll be discussing that.
The station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good, good. Welcome back again to our final segment here. This is Ken D. Foster, your host, and Catherine Matitsky from Australia with her book. Let's answer that question I shared with you before the break.
So I think it starts in the recruitment process. So if you think back to the recruitment process when you're recruiting staff, are you actually really listening during the interviews, or are you just sort of listening? And when I say really listening, what I would suggest that people do is really tune in to the real words that people are saying, not just the words that you think they're saying, but the words that they really are saying. And when they're giving you those examples of where they've done things in the past, really listen to the words that they're using. You can pick up so much. And you can also, one of the things that I do is I ask random questions. And one of my favorite questions that I ask during the recruitment process is, if I gave you $1 million cash and you had to spend it, what would you spend it on? So what people spend it on is what motivates them, what lights them up in the world, and is also an indicator of their archetype profile. Now, of course, you can get every recruit to do a profile. That would make your job a lot easier, and I'd be very happy with that, of course. But if you don't want to do that, you can just ask those types of questions, because what people tell you is then an insight into the type of work that they really like to do. What would you spend $1 million on is my question.
Wow. Okay. So as I'm listening for archetype, and, you know, am I listening for words like, let's say you're a visionary. Well, this looks good. I see this. This is the way it appears in the future. Am I listening to that, or like an auditory person? Yeah, I hear that. I hear you. That kind of thing, or maybe a kinesthetic, you know, I feel it, you know, I taste it, I get, you know, those kind of words, or is there something else?
No, they're certainly the indicators of how they take in information. And the other thing that you can do is listen for keywords around those four categories that I talked about before. Are they talking about connecting? Are they talking about asking why? Are they talking about solving problems? Or are they talking about all of the detail that they love working in and getting information and sorting it out and getting correct into facts and things like that? Are they talking about doing things, that they are really people that get down and do things? Or are they talking about coming up with new ideas, business plans, creating new products? What are they actually talking about? And not just what are they talking about, but look at their body language. Look at their eyes. Their eyes will sparkle when they're starting to talk about their genius zone. Because we all have this genius zone, and we've all been in it where, you know, time kind of stands still and you go, wow, I've been doing that project. What's the time? Oh, my goodness, it's 6 o'clock at night. I started it at 2. Where's the afternoon gone? You've been in your genius zone. So everyone's been there. And when you're doing that interview, find that genius zone. Find an example where they've done the best project of their life and listen to it and say, is that aligned with this job? If it is, you've probably got yourself a winner.
Wow. Do people have all the archetypes, right? Does everybody have all of them, but more of them are more developed than others? Or is this, you're just born with this inner genius and that's all you have is that one?
No, we have the ability to go into any of them. And when we have to, like, I can do the detail when I have to. I can do it. I can get very practical, very efficient. I can do an Excel spreadsheet for hours and hours and hours. Do I want to do that? No. Is that my genius zone? No, but I can do it. So yes, we can go into all of the other 11 archetypes, but it's not as productive as our own.
We have a society that focuses on developing your weaknesses instead of focusing on your strengths and expanding.
Yeah. I'm not a proponent of focusing on your weaknesses. Why bother? Just work with them, know that they're your weaknesses, and go, it's not my thing. I can do it, but it's not my thing. Get me where it is my thing. Get me into that genius zone. That's where I operate in life. Why not? You're already born with it. Let's just open that up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, you're speaking my language, because I'm one of those people that can just do about almost anything. But as an entrepreneur, man, that is a road to poverty.
So, right?
Yeah.
For some people, yeah.
For some people, because you'll be focused, you're just doing too much, right? So if you're focusing on your genius, you're much more efficient, is what I would say. All right. So one last thought about where I can get this. Do you have it on Audible too? Is it an Audible book yet?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think that's down the track for the publisher, but I don't think today it is. No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cause I like audiobooks. So I look forward to that coming out as soon as we can. Okay. All right. So we're going to wrap up this segment here, and you've got the microphone to the world, let's say, because, you know, we're in 185 countries. So, what's kind of your message to the world around this, what we're talking about here today?
For individual people, once you have identified what your archetype is and you've identified what I call the genius quotient inside you, and we all have one, and you can operate in that genius zone, you will, once you get into that zone, you'll be able to learn quicker, connect with other people better, you'll be able to communicate more efficiently, and you'll be able to be more influential because you're in your genius zone. If you're a leader, leading a team, a parent, leading a family, a sports coach, an entrepreneur, a learning and development person, a trainer, a speaker, whoever you are, if you're communicating with other people, there's two things. One is if you're communicating one-on-one, you communicate not in your way, but in their way. And if you're communicating to a group, you can use the tools and restructure your communication, which is actually not that hard. And you just probably have to add a few words here or there. And then you'll be hooking in all 12 archetypes at once. The result of that, the benefit of that, is that your communication will land. It will hook in people. People will go, I get it. I understand. There'll be less email ping pong coming back asking questions. There'll be less friction in your communication. And so I call that frictionless communication. You say something, you write something, you speak something, and it lands. And then from there, you'll find yourself being much more influential. You'll ask people to do something, they do it, and they give you back what they want, what you need. So it's just a great recipe to the end goal of really good communication. And ultimately, what's the point of that? Really an expanded circle of influence.
I love it. Well, Catherine Medisky, thank you so much for being on the Voices of Courage show. I really appreciate the information that you've generated here and give it to our audience. Many blessings to you and much success on this amazing book that you've created.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And all of you, I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you'll continue to watch the show. Let your friends and family know about it. That's how we grow. And if you are tuning in on a regular basis, you know that you are starting to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Till next time.